Hi, everyone. Thank you for having some patience with me. Computers are not my strong suit, although I am in IT. So, my name is Sunita Ruiter. I am the community manager of OpenStef, and I work at Oleander. So let's get into a little bit of background. So Oleander is a distributed grid operator. So we are responsible for the distribution of energy in both electricity and gas in about a third of the Netherlands. So I think we all know these kinds of graphs. So this is energy consumption on some place in the Netherlands. However, we have no idea what's going to happen in the future. Well, this is where OpenStef comes in. OpenStef stands for Open Short Term Energy Forecast. So instead of our question mark, we actually know what's going to happen. So after this very short introduction, let's talk about what I'm going to talk about today. So first of all, I'll start with the challenges on the grid and why we actually need OpenStef. Then I'll talk about OpenStef, of course. And finally, I really want to discuss our recent developments and collaborations. So the challenges on the grid. So when everything was still good and easy on the electricity grid, it looks like this. So on the left, you see one big producer, just one direction energy flow, and then we have our consumers. Fairly easy. However, due to the energy transition, I think you're all aware, it looks like this. So very chaotic. So on the production side, we have a distributed production due to our solar and wind, both on the mid and low voltage, but also at our consumers. And on the consumption side, we have the issue that our consumption has exponentially increased. We heard a lot about EV charging over here. Well, those electrical vehicles need electricity through the grid. And this is where our capacity issues start. So this is a map of the Netherlands, and I think you can all guess that red is bad. So on the red parts, we actually have no capacity available. So let's say that you want to start a company in one of these areas. We cannot connect you. So you get no power from us because we just simply have none to give. But of course, we are all very smart, innovative people, so we have some solutions. So one of these solutions is actually to shave the peak if we expect grid limitations to be surpassed. So on this left image, you see a forecast on the load on, for example, a transformer. Well, we see a very clear peak, and this is where our grid limitations are surpassed. So our solution is just to say, shave the peak. So for example, if this is production, we just ask one of our solar farms to just shut off for a little while. Of course, they get money for this, but that's something else. And then this is the result. So our grid limitations are not surpassed and nothing breaks. So great. But then able to do this, we do need to know this left image. So we actually need accurate forecasts. And this is where we have OpenStef. So again, OpenStef stands for Open Short Term Energy Forecasting. And let me explain a little bit more about it. So first of all, what the hell is it? Well, it's a complete software stack to forecast the load on the electricity grid, but it's energy forecast, so it could also do it for heat. And it's automated machine learning pipelines. So it's a step-by-step process which is automated to make a forecast. So in these dark blue boxes is all everything that OpenStef can do. And I'll talk a little bit more about it. So what does the software look like? So first of all, you need a database. This is one that you have to make yourself, of course. But we do have OpenStef DBC, OpenStef Database Connector. And this is able to get all of your data from your database. And then we get into OpenStef. Already talked about pipelines, so of course, these are in the software overview. And these are part of the tasks orchestration. Then we have data pre-processing, which includes data validation. So for example, if you see a lot of flatliners, we're able to cancel these out of your input data. And then we have something very interesting, feature engineering. So in this feature engineering, we're, for example, able to calculate the wind speed at the height of a windmill from the wind speed on the ground. And we're also able to calculate the lagged load for one timestamp. And then, of course, we're machine learning pipelines, so we have some machine learning in there. So we're using open source models such as XGBoost to make our machine learning models. So we're able to train, optimize hyperparameters, of course make a forecast, and we're also able to make a split forecast to our Dazzles model. And finally, we are able to evaluate our forecasts, store our model, and do some post-processing. So let's look into the methodology on a really high level. So on the left, we have our target, the load. This is what we actually want to forecast. Then we have some external predictors. So we have our weather forecast, market prices, and typical profiles of companies and households. From these external predictors, we can actually calculate our derived features. So this is the feature engineering I just talked about. So we're able to calculate lag loads for each timestamp, but also to have some derived weather features, such as, for example, the wind speed at the height of a windmill. And furthermore, calendar info. It really matters if you are forecasting on a Sunday or Christmas compared to a Monday. And then we can train a single model for all our lead times. So here you can see what the data, for example, looks like. So you have a daytime with increments of 15 minutes, our target, and external predictors. You can also see here that we have the Dutch energy prices in there. So if you have multiple training horizons, we just simply duplicate our data and use this for our training horizons. And then, if there are questions about it, please ask me in the break, but I don't have time to go into this in 15 minutes. We can, with our trained model, now actually make this forecast. And of course, we want it to look nice. So we have this beautiful Grafana dashboard, which actually summarizes all of the information that you need for your forecast. So let's look into it. First and foremost, our forecast. So the red line on the left is actually the load that has been historically measured. And then we see here the yellow lines is our forecast. Well, now you see that there are a lot of yellow lines.